Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, this is an exciting morning. It is Thursday. Wow. Just two more days, and we are smack dab in the middle of the weekend. Well, I hope you have something exciting, powerful, and life-changing planned for your weekend. If not, contact me. I have a few suggestions for you. Well, I'm your host of the All About Entrepreneur radio show, also the author of Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And I so much believe in those main concepts. One, that you have the power to be an exciting, wonderful, awesome person, leader, and entrepreneur, and that you have the power to change your life. Now, our topic today, and I absolutely love this topic, the Holy Spirit dropped it right on top of me. The topic, from self-help to God's help. Okay, that's our topic today. Now, you know, we're here Monday through Friday, weekday mornings at 7 a.m., bringing you empowerment messages, tips, tools, and strategies to help you become a success as you launch out to be a leader, an entrepreneur. You're going to be one of the two, more than likely. And so those individuals, especially those who are tuning in, or you're probably already walking in that role and you just need some help. You know, we all get to a place where we need help. I don't think you would find a successful person anywhere that did not need help. You know, I think about Joseph. He was in that ditch. He needed help to get out of that ditch before he could even manifest his dream. Even though God had given him the dream, he still needed help getting out of it. He still ended up in a ditch. And then he ended up in prison. He needed help getting out of there. So trust me, you're going to need some help. It's just, God's just designed it that way. And so we're here to help you as a coach. As a coach, I get to specifically work with people and help them live their dream life, live their dream, because this is life. I mean, hello. So when we say dream life, don't get all shaken and scared. Yeah, it's your life, and you're going to live what you dreamed of. So, yes, living your dream life. But the topic today, from self-help to God's help. And, you know, I tell you, it's so incredible and funny, too, because when you think about all the ways and things that we go through, the things that we're faced and the challenges, they seem so many. Sometimes they seem insurmountable. It's like, how can I do that? You know, sometimes the goals that we have set for us and the projects we need to work on, the things we need to get done, just seem like mountains. Sometimes things that we've done in the past or things that have happened to us in the past, they seem so unbelievable. They seem as though it's something that we would never be able to overcome. Sometimes when you're right smack dab in the middle of a storm or a challenge, you don't see any way out. Then all of a sudden, one day, someday, a day coming in the future, you wake up and you're no longer in that storm. You're no longer struggling with that issue. How does this happen? How does it come about? But then you recognize that you've overcome. Yes, you're an overcomer because you did overcome and here's the thing, usually it's the very same problem that you never ever thought you would overcome. You never thought you would get out of it. But here you are. You're out of it. You got out of it. So most of us, it's not like we haven't had hard times before or troubles before. But oh, how easy we do forget. How quickly we do forget. A lot of times we can have a much better day, because sometimes people just have such miserable days. And yeah, I said people because I'm not going to really include myself in that, because I do. I really try my best not to have a miserable day. Now, I know you think I'm just, you know, blowing smoke or puffing, but no. It's really the truth. I learned a long time ago that I make my day. I control. Now here's the trick. Here's the big aha moment. So listen really, really good and take some notes if you have to. Because if you're going to repeat what I've said, make sure you get it right. Here's what I do know. No, you cannot control what comes at you most of the time. There are some things we can do that will lessen, you know, make less some things. But for the most part, no, you have no control. None. Usually. Zero. Zip. Of the things that come at you. The problems that come your way. The ones that knock on your door. You have no control of that. But guess what? And this is what I've learned. This is the big aha, the big secret. You do have 100, that's 100, I'll put the little percent sign, which actually has like little zeros. You have 100% control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, control over how you react to what happens to you, to your day, to your problems, to what comes your way, to what you're facing, to what is put there for you to struggle, or any obstacle. Even when someone launches an all-out attack against you, let me remind you that he says no weapon, none. Listen to this, okay, because I know some of you go to church, you've been to church, you listen to Word Network, or you listen to church on TV, on radio, on CD, on internet, something. So you're getting the word somewhere, and you've heard it a million times, I'm sure, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So it may be formed against you, but the only way it can prosper is that if you feed into it, if you let it, if you buy into it, if you begin to start acting a fool just because of what someone did to you or said to you. Okay. Let me say that again. What someone did to you or said to you or thought of you or the way someone treated you. Oh, yeah, that's the big one. When somebody, some people, when somebody treats them a certain way, oh, my God, they just freak out, you know, go crazy. Hey, listen, that's on you to react that way because the weapon that was formed against you can't prosper. So here's what I learned. The big aha is that you and I have 100% control, not of what happens to us, but what our response is to what has happened. And I know that's a big girl lesson. I know that's a put on your big panties lesson. I know that's a big boy lesson. Not everybody's going to get that, and certainly many people won't get it over this little short 30-minute radio broadcast. Maybe you won't get it over the next 30 hours. You may not get it over the next 30 days or the next 30 months or 30 years. But if I were you, that's one I'd be trying to get because it can change your life. It's life-changing. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that I can tell people that will change your life. And I will over time, but that's one right there. And other concepts that are life-changing, similar to that phrase, you can find them in my book. That's why I write. I put them in the book, and that way people can read it and pass it on, family members, take it with them, whatever. Okay? So from God's help, from self-help to God's help, that's what I'm talking about today. Listen, here's the deal. This is the real deal. I used to struggle with self-help, you know, in a sense like, what is this? You know, what is self-help, you know? And I help myself kind of thing. Am I being too presumptuous? I can't help myself. I can't help myself. And I think about the song, you know, that James Brown made back in the 60s. He said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. He said, you open up the door, I'm going to get it myself. And we loved that song back in those days, and we sang it with enthusiasm. We sang it with power and authority. And I thought, okay, that's great. That's good. And then I was up. So, you know, with self-help, and we know that there's a whole genre of literature out there that's considered self-help. It falls under the self-help topic, and I gravitated to it at an early age, not even knowing what I was doing, not even realizing that I was gravitating toward that, and didn't even know what it was that I was gravitating toward. It was 30 years later that I realized that I had been involved in self-help my whole life, well, at least since age 5. I was involved in self-help probably even sooner than that. Self-help just means that you take control of what you can take control of, and you do that to the 100% level. That's really, to me, that's what it means. I mean, a little kid that falls and scrapes their knee. And let's just say it could be a 2-year-old. At that point, believe it or not, they can really begin to demonstrate some self-help tactics and behaviors. Basically, they can, you know, try to, you know, soothe their own little wound, right? And that would demonstrate some self-help. Or they can just sit there and whine and cry, and okay, that would demonstrate that, no, I don't want to help myself here. I want to just not. So those are the differences right there. You can, I'm telling you, you can see it at an early, early age. So as, you know, time goes on, so as you get older, it might look like things like dropping out of school and giving up, or dropping out but then dropping back in and keep going and things like that. It may look like, you know, you lose your job, you have to go get on welfare, but you get there, you just stay and you never try to get yourself out of that situation. Or you lose your job, you get on welfare, you stay there for a year or so, get yourself together, and you get off and start doing your thing again, you know, like that. So self-help. So you can be involved in self-help and not even realize it. Like taking yourself back to school, blah, 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 right? So you may be wondering, well, where does the self-help and the God help come into play? Well, here's what I found out. Now, in the scripture, there's a scripture that says, I give you power to get wealth. That's one scripture. And there's many others, but there's another one that says, I give you power to tread on serpents. Then there's another one that says, you have the power to speak things that be not as though they were. And there's several other scriptures that demonstrate that true self-help, or should I say, the most powerful is kind of self-help, or if not all self-help, is God's help. Okay, let me say that again. True self-help, or the most powerful self-help, or all self-help really is God help. Because he said, I give you power. And he told Adam and Eve, I give you dominion. He told them, you know, I give you the authority to speak things that be not as though they were. He said, so right there, he says, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. I give you this faith, you see. And so here we are. Wow, what are we talking about here? We're talking about if you're going to help yourself, you're going to not do, first of all, you can't do it absent of God helping you. That's number one. And so really, there's no need to shun or downplay or try to be negative about self-help for Christians especially and believers to think as though that's ungodly some kind of way or that's being too conceited or something. No, no, no. Self-help is God's help. You can't help yourself without God. So that's like a revelation that I got. And I always wanted to share it with you all. I always wanted to share it with the world. I want people to be comfortable with, listen, okay, now, and I know Jesus, he did walk the earth. Yes, he did. And he did go by and help people do things. But guess what? When the next time he comes back, it's going to be a different scenario. So right now, if you're looking for God to come, you know, walking down here to help you get a job, get your finances together, get your relationship back on track, get your children together, you know, no, you got to do it. Get up and go do it. Pretty much. So, self-help, hello, help yourself with the power of God, which is God's help. So I don't know, it's not funny, but I just love it. It's funny because I'm only laughing because, wow, this is so cool. So I definitely welcome you to the show today, and thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. For those of you who are listening via RSS feeds, or you're listening from one of your from one of the clouds, or you're listening from your computer. If you wanted to call in, you can dial 347-945-7991. Dial that, hit your number one key if you want to make a comment or have a special request. So that's my topic today. Self-help is God's help. I'm telling you. If you want self-help, listen, you got to call on the Lord. God's going to help you. God has already helped you. Here's the thing. He's already given you the power to help yourself. And so why not do it? Self-help. I mean, he's given you the power to help yourself. Why not help yourself? So therefore, you actually need self-help lessons. And so I'm offering you the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I'm offering that book today. You can go to the website, release-your-power.com, and pick up a copy, which is full of self-help tips, strategies, and tools. Now, with that being said, I also want to make mention and let you know that there is an event happening that's another self-help event. It's titled Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. is happening Saturday, August the 24th, 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 p.m., downtown Newark, the Marriott Courtyard, brand spanking new Marriott Hotel, downtown Newark, right on the opposite side of the Prudential Center, right next door, get this, the City Hall. I mean, just in the heart of town. August, awesome speakers, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, keynote speaker. We have Kawan Fitch. We have powerful speakers. We have panelists, Gail Campbell. We have Sharon Addison. Oh my God, we have Beverly Carter, just amazing women. We have just a powerful, powerful setup. We have a ton of vendors. We have Martha Howard, Mary Kay vendor. We have Celeste Munford, Jay Lexi. We have Renee Marshall. She has her products and all kind of products and soaps and candles and things. We have Cynthia Robinson. She's an author of the book, I Am Leah, the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners, Najabo. They'll be there vending as well. Oh, we have Tracy Lynn. We have a Tracy Lynn vendor. We have Celeste with her, Cherise with her cupcakes. Oh, my goodness. She's definitely going to have a caramel one. I absolutely love things with caramels and nuts. So she will be there as well. Dr. Alvin Perry is going to make a cameo appearance for me. Wait till you meet this powerful, powerful brother right here in the city of Newark. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're going to have, oh, my God, there's so many wonderful people coming, other vendors. And we have Mr. Leon Lawson with his neckties, bow ties, handkerchiefs, powerful stuff. We have a couple of other authors. We have somebody with some bling tees. We have just powerful, powerful, this powerful. Oh, we have handbags, handbags. Ladies, you need some handbags. Come on down. We have strands, beauty supply. Come on down. It is going to be off the chain. We're going to be out blanketing the city with palm cards, talking about this powerful event. Wow. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. August the 24th, Saturday. We have Denise Jenkins, one of our speakers, coming out of Cleveland. Mary Ann, yes, coming all the way from Cleveland. Our MC coming all the way from Maryland, Miss Lisa Tabler. We have our MC. We have our moderator for our panel, the powerful, powerful doctor, soon to be doctor, Lois Green. Some of you remember last year she was one of our speakers. And, oh, my gosh, we just have some powerful, powerful people. Other vendors that are, oh, yes, we have Miss Elaine Haskins. She has a publishing company. She'll be in the house. She also has a dance, fitness, movement type of program that she teaches from. Very, very powerful. I can just visualize the room now. Dr. Gwendolyn, don't forget, she's an author as well. She has her books. I mean, it is going to be, oh, my God, and we just got to get to just tell everybody you know about this event. We just want to make this the biggest and the best ever event. It's, you know, I'm getting a chance to help people live their dreams, manifest their dreams, showcase their businesses. We're going to have lights, camera, and action. We're going to be videotaping to put it on YouTube. Oh, my God. It is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. I absolutely can't wait for you to take part of this powerful, 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 powerful event. So make sure that you come out to share with us. Make sure that you tell somebody about it and just be a part of it. So back to self-help, to God's help. Yes, you need to release your power on yourself. Listen, wake up, get up, be up, move up, do something exciting. exciting today. Get out. There are so many awesome programs and events and things for you to connect with. For those of you who know my work and know what I've done and know how I help people and empower them, you are welcome to sign up for my coaching program. All the details at CoachLalisa.com. You can find all the details right there. You can also visit the Release-Your-Power.com website if you want to get more involved with the Release Your Power training and programs. If you want to take the class that's being offered this fall, the class will run in November at Essex County College. You can take the Release Your Power class at Essex County College. Yes, it is on their program book that they pass out for their continuing ed courses. So we are excited about that, and we're in the process of getting it accepted as a full college program. Can you believe it? Well, you heard it right here. Now, some of you know my story, some of you don't, but I didn't just wake up one day and get where I am. No, I came from nothing. Molested as a child from age 5 to 18, and involved in child molestation for years and years, and incest. So I had a lot of feelings of shame and guilt and a lot of pain and misery for a very, very long time, 13 years. 13 solid years of shame, misery, pain, and at the same time trying to hide it all. So, you know, sort of like borderlining schizophrenic. But I made it through it. I survived. I overcame it because we have self-help. We have the power to overcome. He says, I give you power to tread on serpents. I give you power to cast out demons. I give you power. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, you've got the power. For some of you, you might want to get a copy of my You Got the Power CD. As a matter of fact, if you email me at releaseyourpower@hotmail.com, I will definitely get you the MP3. You've got the power. You've got the power to overcome every wicked thing that the enemy has thrown at you. But if you want to hear the complete story, send me an email and I'll get you a copy of that link. You've got the power. Oh, you've got the power. I'll tell you, it's just an exciting, exciting, exciting time. So there's a lot going on. But self-help is God's help. Understand that. You're not helping yourself without him helping you first. There's no such thing. Now there is a difference between who you acknowledge. You can acknowledge him or not. But he did it regardless of whether you acknowledge him or not. Because nothing moves or happens outside of him. Nothing. He's sovereign. All right? So, therefore, he's the only one in control of anything and everything. But now, do we give credit? Maybe not. Maybe not. But why not? Okay? Why not? He did it. Why not give him the credit? So, I thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow. We have an awesome topic for you tomorrow, so come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking tomorrow about how to turn a mess into success. I'm going to give you some tips, tools, and strategies and have some discussion on that. But I want you to know today, your self-help is God's help. So go at it. Go help yourself and know that God's behind you. He's on your side. He's rooting for you. He wants you to be the best. And so do I. This is Coach Lalisa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. www.thepower.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.